Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Really good game. I mean, Michigan obviously battled back. They got down big. As Greg said on Twitter, Michigan looked like the team that had a 9 a.m. tip, not Oregon.
Yeah.
This week, there's an 11:30 tip between Kansas and Villanova.
Is that when coverage starts, or is that when the game starts?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
I think that's the coverage. Yeah. Because it's on Fox 2.
Yes, it's on Fox. It says 11:30. Maybe it's a pregame show with Urban Meyer. So on Saturday, Stoney went to the Oregon-Michigan game at Chrysler and was able to have a couple extra tickets, so brought along Gov and his 10-year-old son, Connor. And Connor is a burgeoning sports fan, and he has not been completely destroyed by the Lions yet.
Well, before we get to the Michigan
he's
thing,
getting there.
He kind of made a comment. Like, I think he's starting to understand that there's something different about the Lions and they're losing than other teams. There's like he just can't understand why they're so bad.
Yeah.
Like, he watched that first quarter, and he's like, this is they're the worst. It's like he's saying these things.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin him. I want him to figure out himself. But anyways, with Michigan, so he got into watching some of the Michigan games late last year and really took on interest. He started playing basketball last year. But this was his first game that he went to, and he's been to a few Tiger games and Lions preseason and stuff like that.
He was
I've been very cautious
then, right?
about because what I do for a living, I want him to become a sports fan naturally.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because I think it's so much better that way than to force it down their throat and, well, you should watch or get into these things. So anyways, you know, we were fired up to go to the game, and I'm telling you what, that game delivered.
Oh.
Like, I had to say to him, if people don't know, by the way, Oregon made a 30-foot shot with, like, a millisecond after the clock expired, and everybody thought it was good, and they had to do review, and it went away. Juwan Howard got on the court at one point, was screaming at the officials, and there were some other really close. It was just an intense environment. I've been
great
to
game.
There were multiple replays that really were turning point replays.
Yeah, I've been to some NCAA tournament games like down in Rupp Arena back in the day. This setting was, I don't know, it was just electric.
Well, Juwan said after the game, he's obviously I haven't been here for a long time, you know, but he said it reminded him of his freshman year when they played Duke.
Yeah.
He said they lost that game in overtime as well.
Exactly. A very good comparison. So anyways, though, it's Connor's first game. And I had to say to him at one point, it was after the Oregon shot got called off. I said, Connor, every game's not as good as this. Okay. Mm-hmm. You need to realize that. And the guy sitting next to him heard me and he started laughing because he knew that it was Connor's first game from earlier conversation. But anyways, I was just curious if, like, when you remember your first game that you went to for a team and maybe something special happened or something crazy. Because I don't have anything quite like this. I mean, my most memorable thing is I went to see the Sixers play when Dr. J played at the Silverdome, and it was the largest crowd at one point, like, for an NBA game. There was like 63,000 people at an NBA game.
Right.
I'm like, what is this? This is crazy.
I remember my first baseball game wasn't even a real game. The Phillies used to play the Orioles like in early May or late April for some charity. This is obviously before interleague play.
Yeah.
So that was the first game I went to. We had seats real close, and the backstop, it was like glass, like hockey. I remember that, like looking through glass or something. And then
really,
I have no recollection of
Did
my
the players
first,
wear hats on the base pads.
I have no recollection of my first, you know, Eagles game. I just used to know I used to go. Because my uncle had season tickets, and it was always obviously on Sunday, and I had Hebrew school, and he would call if they had extra tickets in his group. So I'd pray that I wouldn't have to go to Hebrew school, so I'd go to the Eagles game.
That's a pretty good trade-off.
Oh, it was great. The Sixers games, I don't remember the first game. I just remember being a little kid. And when you're real little, Wilt Chamberlain looks like a giant. I mean, a literal giant.
Yeah.
You know, but my first Flyers game I remember was game 7 of the playoffs in their first year. Against Scotty Bowman, St. Louis Blues, and the Flyers lost Game 7 at home when Larry Zidell of the Flyers, a player of Jewish persuasion, accidentally knocked his puck into his own net, and I said something bad about our own religion. My father got really pissed. So I was so mad.
You made an anti-Semitic comment about a Jewish hockey player?
Yeah. Wow. On the way home, yeah.
Oh, not actually in the arena?
No.
I can't wait to hear what it was.
No, it's just a, you know.
Yeah, it's stupid, all right. Whatever. It's all right.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, like, I wish, I'm glad that, like, you will remember this for him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you can, because he might not, like, I have a vague recollection of going to an Oakland Golden Seals game. That was the NHL team for a brief time in Oakland, California.
Yeah.
And I remember going to my first Golden State Warriors game, and I remember being blown away by the fact that they got 2 points for every basket. I'm like, they're going to score like a ton of points. Like, I just thought it was like a bonus or something like that. But my first baseball game I ever remember going to was the Giants at Candlestick Park against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And Larry Herndon, future Tiger, hit a home run for the Giants. And then the scoreboard, you know, it didn't light up because it was an old-fashioned – no, not old-fashioned. I mean, it was a – whatever, just home run, you know. I was like, and I thought that was the coolest thing I'd ever seen.
I believe Wojo's first ever Tiger game was Nolan Ryan's no hitter.
It was. Yeah, he always tells that story.
My first Lions game, I got duped. It was the 85 season. It was the year the Lions beat the Niners and Dolphins the year after they played in the Super Bowl.
I remember that.
And everybody thought they were going to be good.
Yeah.
And I got duped. And then I did something awful, I think, at a Red Wing game, my first one. I rooted against the Red Wings.
Why?
I got into hockey liking the Islanders, and they played the Islanders, and I was rooting for them.
Oh, is that right?
Against the Red Wings at my first game.
I don't think that's horrible. I don't know that anyone, I mean, what Connor saw on Saturday is pretty amazing. I don't know that anything could ever top my wife's first ever NHL game. I took her to. She'd gone to college hockey games and probably high school hockey games. But the first time she ever went to an NHL game, March 26th, 1997.
You need to say the same thing I said to Connor. It really will never get better than this.
I did. And she's been to games since. But, I mean, that game is the single greatest. Oh. I mean, I'm obsessed with that game, right, as people know from listening over the year. I mean, I just think, how can you top that?
Yeah.
You know? Some ticket text, 97136. We're talking about the first game. Gov's son went to his first basketball game on Saturday and saw a great one with Michigan and Oregon. Kyle from Harrison Township. Same as my wife. My first Red Wing game was against the Avs. McCarty got Lemieux. Wings won 6-5 in overtime. Vernon fought Waugh. Best game ever. It's a pretty good first game.
Damn right it is.
It's a pretty good first game.
I mean, since it's your first game, you might go into that not knowing the backstory. Like, how much of the backstory did Christy know?
Oh, she knew the backstory.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, that building that night, man, there was a blood lust.
Yeah.
You know, I can't even, Stoney, you missed it, buddy.
I know.
I don't know why you didn't go.
I know.
Stoney had surgery, 2 days earlier?
A tumor taken out, yeah.
Eh,
but thanks to the great people of the Red Wing organization, they provided me with a tape of the game the next day, a VCR and some Little Caesars pizza.
Oh, look at you.
In the hospital room.
My first year having Michigan State football student tickets was 2013. The Michigan State game was still the most magical, awesome game I've ever been to. Watching Devin Gardner lose his will to live with every sack was the best. Go green. Was that the 2013 game when he had like negative 90 yards rushing or something like that? Which I thought David Blau was going to equal yesterday. The first game I ever went to, 2016, Lions at home against the Green Bay Packers. Mm. I saw a play that the Packers were going to run, and it was basically my entire Madden strategy. Just throw the ball into the end zone. The ball was in the air for so long that it was the miracle in the Motor City. That's a pretty good welcome to the Lions moment.
Yeah, when he was playing Madden, did he think if he was defending that they were just going to do that back and forth type of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. And then put Ziggy Ansah at like midfield or whatever that was. My very first Lions game was when Barry broke the rushing record. I still have the ticket stub.
That's a good one.
Which rushing record?
When he went over 2,000.
Oh, the 2,000 yard against the Jets.
Wasn't a record.
Here's this one. My first game was a high school basketball game. It was a blast. Gross Eel versus Detroit Country Day. Jason Klein versus Shane Battier.
Wow. What a memory. My first NFL game was at Briggs Stadium in 1972. Lions played the Jets on Thanksgiving Day. Joe Namath played. My boyfriend took me on Thanksgiving Day. We've been married ever since. Well, not ever since. No. We've been married for 43 years. My boyfriend took me on Thanksgiving Day, and we are married. We've been married for 43 years. There's no punctuation, Heather.
Ooh,
I'm sorry.
Good. I thought it was going to end awfully.
Yes. He died that day.
Gosh.
No. My first game was 1993, playing the Packers to win the division and get a home playoff game. My second game was the home playoff game.
Hi.
That's from Jake in Indy. That's fantastic.
It's amazing. What's amazing is that game was not even shown locally.
Yeah. The old NFL blackout rule. 97 won the ticket.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.